Okay, there are many places in the Bible where we read about the ongoing patience of God. Generation after generation have known that to be true. And even today, he speaks with an infinite patience, waiting for us to turn to him, trust him more and more. And one of the stories that demonstrates that really well is the story of Jesus told. It's a very well-known story, but I'd never thought of this story before in the context of patience. So I'd like to read it to you now, and there are going to be some pictures on the screen to help tell the story. Once upon a time, there was a man who had two sons. One day, the younger son decided that he didn't want to live at home anymore. He wanted an adventure. So he said, "Dad, when you die, I'm going to have half of all your own. Is that right?" "Yes, son," said the father. Then the son said, "Then I want my half now. I'm leaving home." The dad was deeply hurt, but he respected his son's choice and gave him half of all that he owned. The boy left and began to spend his newfound wealth. For a while, he had a lovely time spending all of his money. But then it turned sour. The money ran out and the son was left with nothing. He had to get a job. But the only job he could find was working on a farm, feeding and cleaning out the pigs. Pretty yucky. Meanwhile, at home, Dad was still really, really sad. Every day he would look out down the road to see that if he could see his son coming home. He hoped that if he was patient, one day his boy would come back. After a while, a huge famine swept across the land and people were starting to get very hungry. The son was so hungry, even the pig's food looked good to eat. And at that point, he came to his senses. "What have I been thinking?" he said. "The servants in Dad's house always have food. I'll go home and say sorry. I've been too greedy and impatient to be his son, but perhaps I can be one of his servants." So the son set off. It was a long journey, and by the end he was even more dirty and smelly. But while he was still a long way off, his dad saw him. His waiting for his son had paid off. The father ran out of the gate as fast as he could and didn't stop until he reached his son and gave him a great big hug. The boy tried to say that he would be Dad's servant, but his dad wouldn't let him say it. He was so thrilled to have him home. He had a massive party to celebrate, even if his other son had mixed feelings about it.
So in that story, we see both ends of patience. The younger son shows real impatience. He wanted to get his hands on his father's money and spend it now. He didn't want to wait. He wanted that instant gratification, a life that suited him. And as he leaves, I think our focus is often on that son. But how painful it must have been for the father. I expect he felt quite bereft when his son left. Sad to have lost his company and sad to have seen his impatience and his greed. But he loved that child immensely and he allowed him to exercise the free will, make that choice. But despite his loss and frustration, the father shows us a wonderful example of patience. Life must have had to go on. He still had work to do and people to see to. But one part of him was always keeping a lookout for that son. A steady patience as he waited day after day after day. It sounded as if he kept one eye on the path that was leading to his house, longing to see his son coming on the horizon. And I bet there were days when it felt like a long wait, and when anger or frustration threatened to get the better of him. But in the end, that steady patience paid off. That immense love that was willing and waiting for his son to return home paid off. And what a reunion they had. Now, it's a familiar story to many of us, I'm sure. And I expect most of us will know that the story has something of a deeper meaning, not just how we might treat our own family and friends, But the story is an illustration about how God feels about us. We're like that son. We long for satisfaction and we look for it in all sorts of ways. And God loves us and he gives us the free will to make those choices. But just like the father, how he longs for us to return home, to realise that we're better off in his presence than anywhere else. And how patiently he waits for us. He doesn't force us, but his arms are outstretched, ready to embrace us when we realise the error of our ways. His love doesn't fail, it doesn't give up, and it doesn't run out on us. So just take a moment to think to yourself, what does this story mean for you today, for you right now? Whereabouts are you on that path that leads to God? Are you somewhere up close, feeling the warmth of God's great love? And if so, take a moment to say thank you for that. Perhaps you're some way down the path, perhaps facing the wrong way and trying to find satisfaction out in the world in other things than him. Maybe you're somewhere in between. Maybe you are facing the right way, but need to run that bit faster towards him, to draw that bit closer. Wherever you are on that path this morning, we just encourage you to be very aware of the ongoing patience that God has for you, his longing for you. Just take a moment just to think how that story fits for you this morning.